Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joelle McGinnis is with us, the spokesperson for the Illinois Tollway. And unfortunately, I promoted quite heavily you're going to be on, so I've got a lot of questions about about cost. And I would imagine you probably get that at your own dinner table or when you go to Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us, Joelle.
Great. Thanks for having us on. I do indeed, and we're happy to answer the questions.
Okay, so this new thing, Ready, Set, Pay Online. Headline reads, Illinois Tollway makes it easy to pay missed tolls and get relief. So it really hasn't always been easy, and it's near impossible if you don't have an iPass. So has that changed? Are you going to make it easier for people who don't have an iPass?
So customers, like you said, can have an iPass. They can have an easy pass if they are from one of the states to the east that have an easy pass transponder, or the other option is to set up a pay by plate account. And that's how people can pay online. So the Illinois Tollway offers one of the longest grace periods out of any tolling industry. We offer 14 days. If you travel on our system and don't have an iPass or an easy pass, you have 14 days to go online and set up a pay by plate account. And all you need to do is provide your vehicle information and payment information, and the pay by plate system will bill through those tolls without any additional fees as they come through the system weekly.
So really all you need is your information and your plate number.
Exactly.
Because in the past, didn't you need to know the region you were in or the number of the nearest toll booth?
That was part of the system. When you used our toll calculator to figure it out, you could try and map your trip using the toll calculator, or you could enter in those individual toll plazas. And honestly, we recognize that not everybody knows where they are on the system. So this way, all you need to do is have a current payment method and your vehicle's license plate, and we'll take care of the rest for you.
Yeah, I had some friends that convinced them to drive, and they're like, wait, when we hit the first toll booth, they're from, you know, downstate Illinois, and they're like, and I'm like, well, we can pay online. And it really was difficult, and they got fined quite a bit, and I've never heard the end of it. So I'm glad that this has changed. Okay, a few questions from our WGN listeners. This one just came in. Our transponder expired. The state extended the usage time. Then they stopped working. We bought a new transponder. Jewel would not take the old one back and give us our deposit without a letter from the state. What's up with that?
So that's correct. The date on your transponder, the expiration date, has been extended. When it's time for you to exchange your transponder, you will get a letter from the Illinois Tollway, and you can take that letter to Jewel Osco. Otherwise, what you can do is stop by one of our customer service centers or contact our 800 number. They will provide an envelope for customers to send their old transponders back, and they shouldn't have to, the deposit should remain. If they're exchanging their transponder, they shouldn't have to pay a new deposit.
Joelle McGinnis is a spokesperson for the Illinois Tollway. Someone just said, hey, why do we have to use a transponder when other states like Texas just use a simple window decal?
So a sticker tag, a window decal, is something that the Tollway is looking for in the future. The transponders that we use are purchased along with all the other EasyPass organizations. So one of the things that we do is we work with the 19 other states, 25 other toll agencies to make sure that we're all interoperable. And our large group, the EasyPass group, which iPass is part of, is moving towards getting those sticker tags.
Someone said, I tow a small fishing boat with a one-axle trailer. The tollway charges me as much as an 18-wheel semi-truck and trailer. The tollway used to charge by axle. It cost me over $20 to drive from the western suburbs to Beloit. 10 years ago, it was under $3. Is that just inflation or?
Well, toll rates have gone up. We still toll by axle. So it's an 18-wheeler and a one-axle trailer are not equivalent, but toll rates have gone up in the past 10 years for commercial rates, the trailer rates.
Another person said, who's responsible for typing the messages on the digital boards? I want to know why a missing person is said to be endangered. Well, I think if you're missing, there's probably a chance you're endangered, but go ahead. Who is responsible for typing those up?
So we have an awesome staff that is available 24/7 that operates our traffic center. They're the folks that are responsible for getting those messages up. They work in coordination with state police and with IDOT and other agencies to put those messages up, so that verbiage is not necessarily set by us, but 24/7, 365 days a year, we have staff in there that are putting those messages up for our customer safety.
Are they also the ones that put the funny, quirky ones up?
They are indeed.
Okay. And what about congestion? What is it? Congestion pricing, is that actually going to go through? Because that would bump up prices dramatically.
That is not something that is on the table currently for the Illinois Tollway. I know it's one of the things that CMAP, a larger transportation organization, has put out there for an idea. But we currently don't have any congestion pricing on the table for the tollway.
Okay, so it did get easier to pay your tolls if you do not have an Easy Pass or an iPass. Just pay by plate, and they can do that at what website?
www.illinoistollway.com. We also should mention that if you are a low-income family, we have an iPass Assist program that makes it easier for income-eligible families to get the same benefits of iPass, save those same toll rates, but have a lower preset deposit and no deposit that they have to put down in order to get it.
So that applies to seniors who are eligible, right?
It applies to income-eligible families, so Okay. Definitely seniors could be part of that.
All right. Joelle, thanks for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show.
Thanks so much.
We're going to talk about long COVID coming up next. Are you suffering? More women than men are dealing with that. First, a check on weather and traffic with Gabe Salgado.